Sometimes for me, it's good to set aside part of a morning or an entire Saturday morning to declutter a closet or room. I do it all at once, and when I'm done, it feels awesome. Take everything out of a shelf or drawer at once. Whichever of the two above strategies you choose, you should focus on one drawer or shelf at a time and empty it completely. Then clean that shelf or drawer. Then take the pile and sort it. And put back just what you want to keep. Then tackle the next shelf or drawer. Sort through your pile one item at a time and make quick decisions. Have a trash bag and a giveaway box handy. When you pull everything out of a shelf or drawer, sort through the pile one at a time. Pick up an item and make a decision. Trash, give away, or keep. Don't put it back in the pile. Do this with the entire pile, and soon you'll be done. If you keep sorting through the pile and resorting, it'll take forever. Put back only what you want to keep and arrange it nicely. Be merciless. You may be a pack rat, but the truth is, you won't ever use most of the junk you've accumulated. If you haven't used it in the last year, get rid of it. It's as simple as that. If you've only used it once or twice in the last year, but know you won't use it in the next year, get rid of it. Toss it if it's unsalvageable, and give it away if someone else might be able to use it. Papers, be merciless unless it's important. Magazines, catalogs, junk mail, bills more than a year old, notes to yourself, notes from others, old work stuff, toss it. The only exceptions is with tax-related stuff, which should be kept for 7 years, and other important documents like warranties, birth and death and marriage certificates, insurance, wills, and other important documents like that. But you'll know those when you see them. Otherwise, toss. If you are on the fence with a lot of things, create a maybe box. If you can't bear to toss something because you might need it later, put it in the box. Then close the box, label it, and put it in storage, garage, attic, closet, out of sight. Most likely, you'll never open that box again. If that's the case, pull it out after 6 months or a year and toss it or give it away. Create a system to stop clutter from accumulating. There's a reason you have tall stacks of papers all over the place and big piles of toys and books and clothes. It's because you don't have a regular system to keep things in their place and get rid of stuff you don't need. This is a topic for another day, but it's something to think about as you declutter. You'll never get to perfect, but if you think more intelligently about how your house got cluttered, perhaps you can find ways to stop it from happening again. Celebrate when you're done. This is actually a general rule in life. Always celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small. Even if you've just decluttered one drawer, that's great. Treat yourself to something delicious. Open that drawer or closet or whatever and admire its simplicity. Breathe deeply and know you have done a good thing. Bask in your peacefulness. Single tasking. You're working on two projects at once while your boss has placed two new demands on your desk. You're on the phone while three new emails come in. You are trying to get out the door on time so you can pick up a few groceries on the way home for dinner. Your BlackBerry is going off, and so is your cell phone. Your coworker stops by with a request for info, and your Google Reader is filled with 100-plus messages to read. You are juggling tasks with a speed worthy of Ringling Brothers. Congratulations, multitasker! In this age of instant technology, we are bombarded with an overload of information and demands of our time. This is part of the reason GTD is so popular in the information world. It's a system designed for quick decisions and for keeping all the demands of your life in order. But even if we are using GTD, sometimes we are so overwhelmed with things to do that our system begins to fall apart. This article is How Not to Multitask, a guide to working as simply as possible for your mental health. First, a few quick reasons not to multitask. 1. Multitasking is less efficient due to the need to switch gears for each new task and the switch back again. 2. Multitasking is more complicated and thus more prone to stress and errors. 3. Multitasking can be crazy. And in this already chaotic world, we need to rein in the terror and find a little oasis of sanity and calm. Here are